Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. It's a busy few days for the Oneida County Sheriff's Department with tens of thousands of visitors coming to the Rhinelander area for the Hoday Country Festival. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
Sheriff Grady Hartman says the department is staffed up this weekend.
Well, we put most of our deputies end up working out there. A lot of them are on overtime. Some of them end up there on straight time. We leave some deputies back to cover the rest of the calls in the county and transport if we get any prisoners from the Country Fest back to the jail.
Hartman says they plan for the extra staffing required.
There's a strain on the budget. We know it's going to cost roughly $30,000 to $35,000 every year in overtime, and that's planned in at budget time. It's no surprise to us. Manpower-wise, yes, that's also a strain. All the deputies know that they pretty much have to be around this week, and they're all expected to pitch in and help.
Hoday Country Fest concludes Sunday evening with most visitors heading home on Monday morning. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Needed upgrades to the runways at Eagle River Union Airport soon will mean changes for pilots using the facility until the work is done. Airport manager Robert Hamm says the work will improve the runway.
Our main runway, 0422, it's 5,000 feet long. It's our jet-capable runway. It was last paved, any work done on it, in the mid-70s. And so it's at the end of its life cycle. And so we're just going to be repaving it and improving its weight-bearing capacity.
Hum says they get a large amount of jet traffic, and those planes need a minimum of 5,000 feet.
So that means for the city of Eagle River, the jet accessibility will be diminished, of course, while we are under construction. Aircraft are going to have to go to either Rhinelander or Lakeland Union Airport or Iron Mountain over in Michigan in order to access the area by jet.
The airport was designed in the late 1960s, and Hamm said they didn't plan to have the larger airplanes that are used today. Hamm says the 3,400-foot crosswind runway can support turboprop and piston aircraft during construction. He says the Max Air Shuttle will still be operating 4 days a week until the middle of August, when construction will affect the intersection of the two runways. During that time, the airport will be shut down for about 4 weeks. The runways are expected to reopen the week of September 11th, barring any weather-related interruptions. And the Rhinelander Fire Department is once again raising money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association with its Fill the Boot campaign this weekend. Andrew Padgett reports.
Fill the Boot is an annual fundraiser fire departments across the nation participate in to support the Muscular Dystrophy Association, also known as the MDA. John Weigel is one of many Rhinelander firefighters standing on the corner of Stevens and Dwight Streets for the campaign. He says they're in good spirits.
We're doing pretty good. The weather's nice. People are being very generous to us today. So if you're passing by, stop by and donate some money to us. It goes to a great cause. And one of the things that it helps out with is they have a camp every year that the kids get to go to. And then it helps out with research and medical stuff.
Firefighter Justin Feeker, who is also raising money, was recently on staff for the MDA summer camp for Wisconsin kids. He says the camp is a time for kids to focus on fun.
It's a week long where the children under 18 can come to camp, and we focus on giving them a great week where their disabilities aren't an issue. We do things like hockey, kickball, arts and crafts. We go swimming, go on boat rides, and basically let them be as independent as they can, but still being there to help them along the way. And it really is a good week for them. They call it the best week of the year.
Feeker says the fire department will be on the corner of Dwight and Stevens Streets through July 15th. He says they have a goal of $15,000 this year. For more information on the MDA and the Fill the Boot campaign, visit mda.org. Andrew Padgett, WXPR News.
And your forecast for tonight, patchy fog, otherwise mostly clear skies, lows around 52 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, otherwise patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, highs near 81 degrees. That's your news for this Friday evening. Stick around for Blues Friday here on Local Public Radio. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.